And after Austin, I heard from a colleague of mine whom I had gotten to know before. I heard from this guy, Jonathan Losos, who's a famous worker on lizard ecology, on anole ecology. And I'd written to Jonathan all excited because I was an excitable youth. And I'd written to him. I know it's shocking. And so I'd written to him when I got wind that there was a lizard genome project, because this was the early days of genomic work as well, large-scale genomic work, and said, hey, this is really interesting to me. I'm interested in looking at reptiles and their molecular and developmental evolution. Can I get involved? And he wrote back to me very politely and said, no, not really. But we're working on it, and soon we'll have great products from this, and I'm sure you'll be able to benefit from them and keep in touch. And I said, okay, that sounds great. And he remembered me, and he wrote to me and said, hey, there's this new professor at Harvard who works on, in part, reptile development and evolution. And I remembered that you were interested in that. And so you should really apply here for your PhD. And it was this man named Arhat Abzanov from Kazakhstan originally. And he was a new professor at the time. And I wrote to him, and we sort of hit it off. And he said, yeah, I have all these alligator embryos. I really work on birds, but I have these alligator embryos. I have these lizard embryos. You should come up. You should interview. And so I went through the process. I got into Harvard for my PhD, and I headed on up there. And with Arhat, who was the perfect kind of advisor for me, because he was – Arhat was the perfect kind of advisor for me because he was very hands-off. And so he just kind of let me do whatever I wanted, and we'd have these great conversations. But he didn't get in my way. And if I decided to go and futz around with fossils for a couple of weeks, he didn't worry about it or force me to be back in lab. I actually turn out to be a more hands-on, kind of annoying advisor than Arhat, but which I should really I think control myself on that, because that would turn off a student like me. But I worked with Arhat then for 6 years at Harvard, and that was also a great time. And it was different, though, because I was doing some developmental biology, molecular developmental biology, and that's where we kind of came to this compromise. I said, I'm really interested in reptiles. I'd worked on lizards for my master's. And Arhat said, well, I love birds. I said, well, look, birds are reptiles. And so let's work on the origin of birds. Then I can have my reptiles on the one side of the transition, and you can have your birds on the other. And one day he just came into me and said, hey, in the past I've worked on this area of the face in embryonic birds that sort of forms the beak eventually, and I've really been wondering what it looks like in reptiles closely related to birds. And that's how my dissertation work on the evolution and development of the beak and on the avian head began. And from that, we did a bunch of what I think was very successful work, and work that I'm proud of. And I became generally interested in the way in which the bird skull came to be.